Hi everyone, this is Dave. And before we give you our latest news episode, I just wanted to apologize in advance for my own audio quality, which I have all my good equipment is in a different location today. So we had to record with my Bluetooth a little bit crackly. So I think you'll get into it. It'll be okay. And fortunately, Chris does a lot more of the talking and the explanations than I do. So in any case, we thought the news was too important and too fun to avoid bringing it to you for a little bit of audio difficulties. So enjoy, and we'll be back at you with a new episode, a full regular episode very soon. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. We're back with a quick Beatle news update. There's been a lot of news in the past month or so, and so we thought we'd talk about a few things, especially since we just celebrated John Lennon's what would have been his 80th birthday this past Friday on October 9th. And there were lots of celebrations around the world, lots of notes and postings and all sorts of fanfare celebrations. Everybody was eating the Fest for Beatle Fans. People had a celebration where you had to eat a piece of chocolate cake at a certain time because John liked chocolate cake, apparently. And
I wish I would have known about that.
Would have definitely done that
just to eat the chocolate cake.
Just for health purposes.
Yeah, for health. That's right. Exactly. So, and of course, on that day, the Gimme Some Truth box sets were released. And it was also Sean's 45th birthday, we might add. And Sean, there was a performance. Did you see that performance of him doing Isolation?
Yeah, so let's start there. So a couple Sean things. First, Sean did Isolation on the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah. Rendition. And that's been officially released on YouTube on the official John Lennon channel. So if you haven't seen that, please go check it out. And if you easy find, if you just follow me on Twitter at Christy Bragg, because I posted that as the song of the night on that night, because it was just an excellent performance of it.
It was on guitar too, which was really different from the piano version, and I think it worked well on the guitar. And Sean also shaved, I noticed. He had no beard.
Baby face Sean again.
So Sean had a busy week.
Yeah, busy week, because on the BBC radio and available for streaming. And we posted both of these on our Facebook page, and I would suggest everyone probably should listen to both. Sean Lennon did interviews for as a celebration for his dad's 80th birthday, basically just talking about his dad as much as possible with three people of interest, one being his godfather, which I didn't really know that element of it, Elton John. And they deep dive in the Elton John interview into the whole incidents that would bring John and Yoko back together.
Yes.
Or circumstances therein. So what did you think about first the Elton John interview?
I liked it. I thought that was my favorite of the three, probably. I thought that Elton's always a good interview, and you can tell that he and John, there was a really close bond between the two of them. And I liked all those stories about how they recorded Whatever Gets You Through the Night and the concert, the Madison Square Garden concert you mentioned. And then also how he said at the end of his life, or end of John's life, he said, well, we sort of lost touch for several years, but I always felt like we never really lost touch. It was like, there was always, you know, you could just pick up right where you left off with John. And then talking about after John was killed, about writing Empty Garden, and Sean talked about how that was his, you know, really touched and moved him. And that is a great song. It's a really powerful tribute. So I like the Elton one. What did you think?
I thought that I agree with you. That was probably the most revealing of the three. And then the split between the two episodes is an interview with Julian Lennon that I thought was also pretty good. Mm-hmm. You don't hear too often from Julian, and you've never heard before Julian and Sean just sitting down talking. So
no,
just that on its own was noteworthy. I think
they talked a lot about Yaya. They talked a lot about playing the drums on Yaya, which I think Julian was kind of embarrassed about because he said, "Well, I just went in and was like bashing with one drumstick. I was trying to keep the time." So. Yeah,
but they, and now here it is on permanently on a John Lennon album.
You know? I know.
So
yeah, but there's definitely a good rapport between them, which is something like we didn't, and I didn't know certainly that they're. I mean, I knew they were probably close to some extent, but you didn't realize just some of the levels that they talk about or only family could talk about. So I thought that was worth the discussion.
Yep. And then also in part two, of course, Sir Paul.
Yeah.
Paul playing a old crappy Beatles song that no one's ever heard. That was
just
terrible.
Fun. Yeah. I remember he talks about it in Let It Be. The lyric was really bad and it was pretty terrible. You did hear him play the guitar a little bit.
It was fun. It was fun. It was nice for him to do it and nice for him to be like, oh, well, knowing that it's immediately going to be aggregated and put out as like new Paul song.
Paul song. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think there was anything too revealing in that Paul interview, but, it's definitely worth a listen. I mean, you're already a few hours into hearing conversations, so you might as well finish it off with Paul. But, Paul is always trying to remind people that they were friends and,
that's right
that they have fond feelings for each other because everybody seems to want to focus only on the bad years, and they didn't get too much into. I think it would have been kind of nice if they gotten into some of that their fights and stuff and
kind of
like heard a little bit of Paul's openness and because it seemed like he was being open enough in that.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout, I just really like Sean Lennon more and more as the years go on. I think his music's pretty good. It seems like he's playing again with Charlotte and not so much with,
The Lennon Claypool. Oh, yeah. Which is good for you, since if you go back to our episodes about our review of the Lennon Claypool experience, you can hear Chris's thoughts on that.
I prefer Charlotte. I'd rather him play with Charlotte. So there is another recent video out there with him and Charlotte playing some tunes. So
it's really amazing, like how with that kind of life, and I think he and Julian talked about this, but how they both. Actually, really, the Beatle kids in general have turned out to be pretty normal. And they even living in that world, I mean, Sean sounds quite normal when he talks, and he's, like very curious and sounds like a fan and really admiring the people he's interviewing. So I it was very, very like good vibes listening to all the interviews, I thought.
Yeah. Talk about good vibes. On the 80th birthday of John Lennon, I don't know what you were doing all day, Dave, but I was listening to Give Me Some Truth.
Yes, me too.
Now out in all kinds of formats.
Yes.
There's a deluxe box set with two CDs and a Blu-ray. And the Blu-ray has 5.1 and Dolby Atmos mixes. But you can also get the Dolby Atmos mix over Amazon and Tidal if you have Amazon. I have the Amazon Ultra HD, and I have a Amazon Studio speaker because I'm just crazy. and what happens is there's like HD, then there's Ultra HD, and then there's 3D.
Ooh.
And not a lot of things are in 3D yet, but this was, and that's what made me go like, oh, this whole album's in 3D, and works on my special speaker that I got the so I was getting the fullest, richest mix possible. So I was just very much enjoying listening to the whole collection. mm-hmm. in this great cleaned up, wonderful 3D sound. And
lucky you.
As far as that goes, I think it's excellent. I'm just like over the moon about it. And I was definitely listening to it. And it, I thought, oh, this is great. And they cut out most of the lesser tracks, and it's mm-hmm. you're stuck with it. It really is a good greatest hits.
Yeah.
Complete collection.
With Angel Baby.
With Angel Baby in there.
Yeah. I didn't have that nice of an experience that you did. That sounds terrific. Cause I was just listening. I was taking a walk cause it was nice outside and had my AirPods and was just sampling tracks. Cause I didn't feel like listening to I don't want to listen to Give Peace a Chance or certain songs just, you know, aren't that going to be that exciting to me anyway, orally. I picked a few that I thought would sound really good. And number 9, Dream, I thought was terrific. That was a good one. Some of those, I was thinking like those mid-70s ones would need some treatment. And they did. They worked well.
Steel and Glass
sounded great.
For instance, it was really cleaned up. Really improved, I think, on this new mix.
Yeah. So. And I wasn't so sure that, what about like the stuff that's already been done in I thought they were the ultimate mixes here. The Imagine songs, for example.
I guess they were the penultimate mix.
That's right. The penultimate
mix. No, I think I'm going to guess that they probably just took those exact mixes over, and that's what they are here.
Probably.
But it's great to have the new mixes of all of these tracks. And you know, initially we were talking like, well, why'd they do this instead of the Plastic Ono Band, which I think we'd all still like to have. But then it occurred to me in the weeks leading up to this, like, oh, it's his 80th birthday. This is released for the 80th.
Yeah.
Sort of a special release for the 80th. So there's that. Okay. And there is some value for the vinyl collector who wants good sounding set that they pay $100 for. And then that's all the John Lennon that they own.
Yeah.
Then I think you've got the perfect thing to purchase, because there is a 4 LP version of this, mm-hmm. okay, or 2 CDs. Which do you want? Of course, you're going to get 4 LPs probably. Why get 2 CDs if you have a streaming service? I don't know.
There's
a 1 CD 2 LP gatefold, and that 2 LP only has 19 tracks, so it might be a little short for me. I think if you want the full Lennon, you got to get that 36 track, or you're gonna be missing something that you would like to have.
This is kind of analogous to Pure McCartney, isn't it? Sort of the same idea, where you've got a greatest hits or like a collection, but then if you want the complete, well, how many, over 40 something tracks on Pure McCartney, you needed to get the full thing. Yeah. Otherwise you get the slim, skinny version of it.
Exactly. So for the novice LP collector out there who isn't going to buy every single album, getting Pierre McCartney and getting Give Me Some Truth.
Yeah.
You're probably good to go. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, no, it's,
you're not like me who just got his McCartney.
Ooh, look at that nice
record store day
master there.
Master, which takes me to another bit of news. So this came out, and at the same time this came out, there was a or maybe it was in the first release, there was a single that was tied into this John Lennon thing.
Yes,
was,
the Instant Karma.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's going to be a single on the 4th record store day of the year.
Oh.
which is Black Friday record store day, which is on the 27th of November. And that is George Harrison, My Sweet Lord.
Ooh.
So, and that's My Sweet Lord with Isn't It a Pity as the B-side.
Wow.
Originally released in November 1970 as a single. His first as a solo artist. Biggest selling single of 1971 in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So that's now being released as a single for Records Black Friday 2020. So I wonder if that indicates anything.
Well, that's very cool.
I don't know.
Well, that's very cool to know, because George is clearly the silent Beatle almost all the time now. So that's good to, I'm glad they're at least going to commemorate All Things Must Pass at some point here with this idea. Now, to go along with another rumor that is also that's fresh, hot off the press here, related to the John Lennon set, is people noticed that in the book for Give Me Some Truth, that it talks about Plastic Ono Band book coming out, which we know about. We already knew that was coming.
Yeah.
But it also talks about John Lennon Plastic Ono Band Deluxe Edition, 6 CD, 2 DVD.
Oh.
2020, it says.
2020?
Yes. And it says it in the booklet, or in the book or something, that it says 2020 Plastic Ono Band Deluxe or something set. So now the speculation is, well, could it be pushed back maybe because of COVID, that this was the plan originally, or are they going to give us a surprise at the end of the year? Because it's already October, whatever it is, 11th. So
yeah, you'd think they'd have to announce this
pretty soon,
days.
Yeah,
if it's coming out in 2020.
That's right. So some very astute Beatle collector fans posted, they saw that there and thought, what does this mean? Because I don't know when the book is supposed to come out, but that's maybe there's going to be something tied in, or the recordings will come out after. So who knows? Who knows? But keep your eyes out and for that.
Well, I'm going to bring up one other rumor, but first a bit of real news. Dave's going to be over the moon about this. Rupert the Bear.
Oh, yes.
Paul, to celebrate Rupert the Bear's 100th birthday with remastered releases. Limited edition 7-inch picture disc and remastered digital release out November 6th. The package that you get, including many pictures of Paul in this red shirt with the tied yellow, looking like who? At Rupert the Bear. So
yeah,
you're gonna race out and get Rupert the Bear, and we all stand together.
I think I'll probably pass on that one. I don't
meow,
know.
How... Meow meow.
Yeah.
We all stand together.
Together. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, there's definitely collectors who will be into that. So good to know.
Yes.
So we've got something from three Beatles now. This is very exciting here at the end of the year.
That's right. Well, Dave, that's when I wanted to talk Paul here.
Yeah.
Because there is another rumor going around.
Okay.
Elephant in the room rumor going around. And that is McCartney 3.
Oh, yes.
Is McCartney 3 happening? Dave, what have you heard?
I have heard that Paul has recorded a bunch of new songs during quarantine, and that he's done them all himself, of course, because he's not exactly working with a band right now. And that he's recorded enough songs that there might be a McCartney 3, which would fit with the timing, because it always seems to come out on an O year, on an aught year. And
1970 was McCartney.
Yep.
1980 was McCartney too. So mm-hmm. here we are, 2020.
Right. And
he skipped a couple.
A few decades, but yeah. I don't know. There does seem to be a lot of chattering going on about a McCartney 3. But then it's so cluttered here at the end of the year. How could that happen? Or do you think it would be like just a dropped digital thing, no notice, one of those like Radiohead things or something that just appears?
I don't think Paul does anything that way.
No,
but
he doesn't.
This Rupert the Bear thing coming out November 6th, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was announced October 1st. So one would think that there's still an opportunity, if he wants to get this out, to maybe sometime in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Announce, okay, it's coming out. Here it is, McCartney 3. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, and it comes out in December or something like that.
True.
And it could be that it was already planned to come out. They already kind of like plan to announce it to come out late when they still thought that there was a Beatles thing coming out in around this time.
Yeah, the Get Back thing. Yeah.
So it wouldn't be in October, like competing with that. So I'm not sure, but the rumors are going around with some credible rumors. So I don't love spreading rumors on this.
No.
But it seems to be some smoke, at least, and some of the people who are fanning the flames of this are usually people who have some sort of knowledge. And mm-hmm. the biggest thing is that McCartney3.com or some sort of domain
name with
McCartney3 was registered by the same people who registered like other domains for Paul McCartney. So yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it could be a very interesting fall and winter here, right before the holiday season here. If we're getting a plastic Ono box set, McCartney 3,
All Things Must Pass.
All Things Must Pass. 15 CDs.
Yeah.
Ultimate mixes. Yeah. I don't know. It could be exciting. I mean, in a year that's been pretty much a wash for every one of us, it is nice to get some hopeful signs of some cool music to listen to at least.
Well, Dave, I don't go anywhere. I don't spend any money at bars anymore.
No,
I don't go out to eat. I haven't bought a new piece of clothes that isn't Steelers related in a full year. Because why bother?
Why bother?
I need one pair of jeans to go out every 3 weeks when I'm like, okay, well, we're finally out of salt or whatever.
Yeah, gotta go to the store.
This is pretty much the only like little bit of thing that I get to spend some money on is having record shipped to me or walking to the local record shop and supporting them. So
well, now you don't feel guilty. You don't feel guilty about it either, but with those other things, you need clothes, you need food, all that stuff. You're like, do I really need to spend $100 on this box set? But now you're not spending money on clothes. You're not spending money on transportation. So hey,
travel. I don't have to rent a car this year to go on to Dayton like I do twice a year. I don't have to, you know, there's lots of, so I'm saving a bunch of money. Oh, and you know, so my job now, I work from home, so I'm not paying the $100 or whatever of transportation cost via my Ventra card to go downtown and back and forth. So that's another $100.
$100 for a box set.
Now I did get married and my wife is now on my insurance, so that subtracts 100. If we do the full math, I'm ahead of the game and I'm sitting pretty with this sweet McCartney
Speed
mastering, which I think sounds great. Other people have said no big deal.
Yeah,
you know, but I think it sounds fantastic, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of potential. Potential releases on the way. Yep. I mean, we'll be on top of it as always for sure. So,
and then of course our top news story, Dave.
We're gonna close our news today with the highlight of our year, even maybe. And I'll leave it to you because you're especially a fan of this news.
Well, friend of the show, Jeff Lynne. Awarded OBE honor for services to music alongside Dizzy Rascal. Who's Dizzy Rascal?
Who's Dizzy Rascal? No idea.
And Sir David Attenborough at the 2020 Queen's Birthday Honors. So awarded the OBE honor. What is the OBE?
Order of the British Empire. I think that's a step above the MBE that the Beatles got. So this is it's a good thing to have.
Well, here's Jeff Lynne, a quote from Jeff Lynne here. I'm extremely humble and grateful We awarded this honor for my services in music. We recognize for my work as an extraordinary privilege.
And now let's put four more orchestras on this next track.
So, bravo and well done to Jeff Lynne.
Well deserved.
I'm going to try to figure out who that other Dizzy Rascal is.
But Dizzy Rascal is a British MC, rapper, songwriter, and record producer. And so he was just given the MBE, which is what the Beatles had. So.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so and I guess Mary Berry is now a dame.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best news of the bunch.
Best
Mary Berry, if you're a fan of the British baking show, and I think the show she's on is a different show now, but Great British Bake Off, that's what it is.
Yes, that's right. Dame Mary.
Yeah.
Yes. She
Dame
said,
Mary Berry.
Yeah, she said, for most of my life, I've been lucky enough to follow my passion to teach cookery through the books and the media. To be a dame is really the icing on the cake. So,
all right. Congratulations, Dizzy. Congratulations, Dame Mary.
And especially.
Especially Jeff Lynne.
Yeah.
Wonderful job. So,
yeah. Some stuff going on.
Yeah, we just had so much news. We had to give you a full news ep.
Yeah, definitely.
News and rumors, I guess.
Right. Yeah, a lot of rumors. So, as always, if you have any inside sources or you have some good information to share with us, please do in all of our usual spots on I've Got a Beatles Podcast at hotmail.com or Facebook or Twitter. And we'll be happy to do more legwork and see if we can get more info. Well, very cool. Very cool. Lots of good stuff to look forward to, we hope. So, thanks for listening as always, and we'll be back at you with a new episode soon.